What's up, 2 Minute Beer Review? Andrew and everybody else over there. We are the Unfiltered Gentlemen. I'm Greg. That's Scott.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Dan.
What up?
Today, we're going to beat you in your 2 Minute Beer Review and give you a 30-second beer review just in time for the holidays. We're drinking Port's Santa's Little Helper. It's 9.9%, has a 401 on BA and a 3.86 on Untappd. It's got an emphasis on dark cocoa, roasted coffee, and has a lot of sweet crystal malt that warms up the mouth with a lot of booze on the back end.
Shades of Chocovesa on this one.
Ooh, yes.
I can dig it.
One of our Christmas favorites.
Oh, that's man. Right.
Love that 9.9%.
Yes, keeps everybody warm all Christmas long. That's how you do a beer review in way less than 2 minutes. Come check us out in all of our beer reviews when you're done with the 2 minute beer review. TheUnfilteredGentleman.com. Find us on the social medias, The Unfiltered Gentleman, and we hope to see you there. Cheers.
It's the 2 Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and it's that time of the week where we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. On this special Christmas edition of the show, we're going to take a quickfire look at 3 seasonally appropriate brews in hopes of finding the perfect match for the holidays. Will it be Winter Wonderland, or will we find coal in our glasses this year? Let's find out. We're going to start with Winter Brown by Lost Coast Brewing in Eureka, California. Winter Brown pours a nice, light brown, quite translucent and pleasing to the eye. The scent is malty and nutty, but very light. The flavor is also light, but warming and very smooth. Some of that nutty flavor comes through, and it helps really round Winter Brown out. There is almost no bitterness to be found in this one. In fact, it's dangerously drinkable for something that's got a good solid 8% in the ABV department. The flavor is incredibly robust, but shockingly crisp and clean for something that has this much flavor packed in. It's also just a little tangy in the transition from that flavorful sip to that nice clean swallow. I definitely recommend this for your holiday enjoyment. Next up is Shortest Day Winter Ale from Full Sail Brewing in Hood River, Oregon. This one is a dark brown red, but the scent doesn't match this color at all. It's a nice, even green hop festival for the nose. Drinking Shortest Day, I found a little coffee in the flavor, but even so, it was extremely hop forward. It's not bright like an IPA, but it possesses a nice, round, smooth bitterness that is enjoyable from beginning to end. This isn't the most flavorful of the beers that I've tasted lately, but it definitely scratches that wintertime itch, and I would recommend giving it a try. Shortest Day comes in at 6.6% ABV and should still be on sale now if you want to grab some before it's gone. Last, we'll take a look at Shiner Holiday Cheer from Spetzel Brewery in Shiner, Texas. This one pours a very pretty translucent caramel brown. It smells like fresh, crisp peach juice, probably because it's brewed with peaches. The overall scent impression is a little tart but very clean. The flavor is very peachy right away, but slowly fades to a bit of a crisp bitterness. In fact, the overall flavor of the beer fades away just a bit quicker than I would like. This one lives in a strange place between a cider and a beer without really tasting like either. I like it okay, but of the 3 beers featured today, it's probably my least favorite. Even so, it is interesting and worth checking out at least once if you can find it. Shiner Holiday Cheer comes in at a 5.4% ABV. Well, that's all for this time, but I hope you have a Merry Christmas, a happy holiday season, and a fantastic new year. I want to thank all of you for listening to the show, sharing us with others, and supporting us emotionally and financially. The show has grown so much in the past few months since we launched, and we have you, the listeners, to thank for it. I'd also like to thank the Unfiltered Gentlemen for showing up at the top of the show and sharing their podcast with us. Again, if you'd like to find them, just look for the Unfiltered Gentlemen on Facebook and wherever you listen to podcasts. It's a great show, and I know you'll enjoy it. Well, that's all for now, but I hope you'll join me next week as we launch into the exciting new things that 2019 has in store for this show. Until then, help us keep the podcast going by telling a family member about it this week during your holiday get-togethers, and maybe even making a donation via the link in the show notes or on the website. And be sure to look us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just a quick search for 2-Minute Beer Review should do. And there are links on the homepage as well. We want to know what you like, what you think, and most importantly, what you're drinking. That's all for now. See you next week as we continue our quest to taste all the beer.